The next patient is David Steigerwald. I'm going to spell the last name. S like in Sierra, T like in Tango, E like in Echo, I like in India, G like in Golf, E like in Echo, R like in Roger, W, A, L like in Lima, T like in Tango. Steigerwald, David. Excuse me. Clinical case of a 78-year-old white male that has a history of chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. Period. The patient is feeling well, is in very stable condition. Coma, he's a very compliant patient, period. This patient has a cardiomyopathy, and he has following the recommendations of low salt diet and fluid restriction, his body weight remains about the same. The patient this time comes with a creatinine of 1.6, a BUN of 54, an estimated EFR that is 40, and there is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediment, no evidence of proteinuria, period. Number two, the patient has a history of hyperparathyroidism with very mild hypercalcemia. The patient has been treated with the administration of Sensipar, and there is evidence of a PTH that has remained about 70. The calcium is 9.1, and the patient is completely asymptomatic. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperuricemia. That has been treated with the administration of allopurinol. The patient was emphasized about the need to take the allopurinol. We noticed that this time the serum uric acid is 9.6. Emphasis was made in the compliance with the allopurinol. Following number, the patient has a history of cardiomyopathy that is ischemic in origin, has not had episodes of congestive heart failure. He is taking Entresto, E-N-T-R-E-S-T-O. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading is 112 over 69. Following number, magnesium deficiency on magnesium supplementation, the serum magnesium is trending up to 1.3. The patient will be reevaluated in 4 months. With laboratory workup. Following number, paragraph. We spent 7 minutes of the time evaluating the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 18 minutes and the documentation 7 minutes.